Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Mark, this has a little bit of music here. This is 36 years ago today. In 1986, the Beatles song Twist and Shout re-entered the charts.
We'll shake it up, baby.
Okay, it peaked at number 23. Can you remember or guess why it was revitalized? It was a movie.
Was it Ferris Bueller's
that
Day Off?
That is correct! Fred, I love that movie so much.
That, I do too.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
I totally
Come on.
Agree. Now, I feel about Ferris Bueller's Day Off kind of like Fred feels about Gilligan's Island. Show us the books, Fred.
Oh, yeah, I brought in my collection of Gilligan books. So I've got
collection. It looks like half the library.
Gilligan, Maynard, and Me, Bob Denver.
Oh my!
I gotta go back to this here.
Here on Gilligan's Isle by Russell Johnson, the professor.
Okay.
Inside Gilligan's Island by Sherwood Schwartz, the creator of the show. The unofficial Gilligan's Island handbook by Joey Green. Don't know who that is. And Marianne's Gilligan's Island cookbook.
Ooh!
Oh.
So that's one of my favorite ones.
Have you
Lots
made something out
oh, no.
there for
Oh, no. I just look at pictures.
Oh,
I don't
of course
cook.
You do.
That is
really impressive.
Isn't
so
it?
They all
kind
of look like they came out in the same era. Is that true or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, they did. They all were like within 10 years of each
now,
other, 5 years
Fred,
or so.
Fred, are those on? Wait a second. I see an autograph there. Is
Wait,
there an autograph?
Yeah, Gilligan, the Bob Denver.
Well, you're burying the lead here on the Bob Denver autograph.
Where
in the book?
Did you meet John Denver?
Bob.
That's how I got all the how I got
John,
all these
John
books.
Was different.
Oh,
John, he was skiing they with John
guests.
Denver. That didn't
he was
go
a
so
guest.
Well.
Party.
He
Pardon
was a
me.
Guest on the radio show on KMOX.
Of course he
in
was.
In the 90s or something
Did you show
like
him
that.
Your collection of Gilligan, Maynard,
just,
and Me, and et cetera?
Nope, I was just building it then.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
There you
well,
go.
There
Quite
you
impressive.
Have it.
It is impressive.
I'm going to have to go out and buy Ferris Bueller's Day Off books. I have not done that yet.
little,
I just want to keep up with Fred.
We should have had the Gilligan's Island theme song for that, Fred.
Yeah,
yeah
so
I know.
Sorry.
We should have moved it over from yesterday.
And 24 years ago, today, in 1998... was when Mark McGwire became the first player to ever hit 70 home runs in a single season.
It's funny because this year they act like that never even happened.
Yep. Just
right?
Nothing. And he held the record for 3 years until Barry Bonds raised the bar to 73. Yeah.
By the way, Albert is in the lineup there in Milwaukee two-game series. Brendan Donovan's leading off. Albert DH tonight. I think he's batting seventh or eighth.
Oh, that's cool. By the way, we've got... A story about this that I saw come out yesterday. Supply chain issues. Okay, chip shortages. These things are creating issues for everybody, but including car manufacturers. Well, the latest is that Ford is having trouble getting their own logo. Those little oval Ford things, they can't get them for their own cars. That is behind, too.
That's pretty funny.
So they've got about 40 to 45,000 vehicles that they can't send out because they're missing those pieces, their
you know,
own nameplate things.
I was curious about this recently because I have a car that's only a couple years old, but I have on the back, it says the model of the car. And one of the little emblems from that fell off, and I found it, luckily.
Oh, you did? Thank
because
goodness.
It had fallen, I think it had fallen off at the car. I don't know where it fell. Anyway, I had it. And I went to the AutoZone or something like that, and I got I didn't know
the
if there was special
stuff.
Glue, but I did.
Is there?
Maybe. I think it's basically super glue.
Oh.
But the reason I bring it up is because I put it on there, and this I thought about this because I thought, if this thing is gone and I don't have it, I bet it will take months. And
oh.
this stuff like that drives me crazy. It would take months just to get a P. It was just the letter P that I needed.
And that's funny you say that because nameplates are the other things they can't get. So if it's a Ford F-150, They've got no Ford oval right. logo and no Ford F-150 to put on it.
And those are just smaller manufacturers. We have places like that in St. Louis that provide parts for big auto companies.
Are you any good at identifying those just by seeing the emblem?
Yeah.
What car it is?
I think
I'm really bad at that.
I'm really good if the name's in there like Ford.
Oh.
Fred, she brings up a good point.
Yeah. But I know a couple of them. Like Kia's real easy because I go around and I
steal
those.
Key,
that's
that always comes up in a trivia
sure
contest.
Now, sure.
They show you those pictures of all the emblems in trivia contest.
Oh,
you
I
have to identify
do that.
The car.
I'm not very good at trivia.
You can be on my team.
But
so.
Okay, Fred, we're going to get together because you got the Gilligan trivia. And by the way, side note, Governor Parson is scheduled to visit Wentzville GM plant later this week. We'll see what he's going to announce. All right, air travel is up, but traveler satisfaction with airports is down, at least in North America. J.D. Power released its airport satisfaction study for 2022 and found that passenger volume is almost at pre-pandemic levels, but travelers are faced with crowded airports, fewer flights, a narrow selection of food and beverages. A friend of mine was supposed to fly back yesterday from somewhere, Tulsa, and she couldn't get back. Mark has probably traveled the most. Is it bad in the airports? No, yes.
Well, I fly Southwest. I'm flying Southwest again this weekend, and I haven't had major issues. I also sometimes go out on the first flight of the day, which helps. But
smart.
There was somebody, I can't remember who it was. There was a musical person who I follow on Twitter that said a couple of days ago and got a bunch of responses and likes, including from me, why is American Airlines like the worst airline on the planet? And it's like American and United have so many problems.
I don't know. I really don't know why that's the case. It is the case, though. They say the study itself uses a 1,000-point scale, and satisfaction is down 25 points from last year to 777.
By the way, somebody made this observation recently. It was not me, but I'm going to steal it, and I think it's a great observation. You know what we haven't heard about happening on an airplane in months and months and months, and there is a direct correlation?
Wait, hold on. Months and months and months.
What have we not heard about on an airplane since, I'd say May?
Masks?
No, we haven't. It's a result of not masking. We haven't heard about a confrontation
True.
On an airplane where someone's pinned down or they have to put duct tape around them because we don't have the stupid masking thing.
That's true. That's true. I mean, that, you know, can't get around that. And finally in Sue's News, we have time for George Gray. Today's random fact. It is impossible to buy a flight to Delaware. Frontier Airline, no crowd, because everybody wants to go to Delaware. Frontier Airlines used to go to Wilmington Newcastle Airport, but they dropped those routes in June. So now Delaware is the one state in the U.S. that you can only fly to. You could really only get there on a private plane. That's a good trivia.
That oh, is. My gosh. That seems crazy. Well,
isn't that nuts?
Probably how the president's getting there most of the time, right? There you go. That's Sue's News. We have The Price is Wrong Mark with George Gray from The Price is Right. Coming up next on 97.1 FM Talk. Hang in there.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!